join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
It's 7 and a half of the hour of the Good Day program. And this hour, as with most hours of the program, we would say all hours of the Good Program, aimed at bringing you the most important stories of the day in the best way possible. Different times of the morning require different ways of presenting the ongoing focus that we have on things that people are interested in. Fascinating, all the attention given to the new Pope, in case you missed it. If you were brain dead or off the planet yesterday, there was poof, white smoke, heralding the selection of the 266th Pope, Jorge Mario Bergoglio. Is that how you pronounce his name? Kenny, you're the Catholic here. Bergoglio, I guess it is. Is it Bergoglio?
I think so. The Jorge and Mario are easy enough. But,
yeah, we got those. All right, so we'll call him Pope Jorge Mario. Actually, he wants to be known as Pope Francis. How many Francises have there been?
This is the first.
Is it really? Pope Francis the First?
Yes.
Why do you suppose that name has never been used before? Good man's name.
I don't know. He says he chose it to honor St. Francis of Assisi. Okay. I don't know why no other pope has ever done that.
So, St. Francis of Assisi is a very well-known pope, patron saint of what?
Most I know is animals.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. First pope from Latin America, so he shouldn't have any trouble with Latin. From a CNN report, here's Rick Santorum on Good Day talking to Piers Morgan. This ought to be an interesting conversation. Well, maybe we flip. What is the relationship of Rick Santorum to the Pope? Well, let's find out.
I was teary-eyed when I saw the Pope Francis come out on that balcony. It's an incredibly moving moment, and to see the humility of this man, obviously a man who is very much of the people, exactly what the church needs right now is someone who focuses on holiness, focuses on the mission of the church, which is to serve God and serve his people here on earth, and it seems like what Pope Francis has in mind.
Yeah, I mean, he's somebody being described as potentially a reforming pope, but you're talking about an incredibly conservative institution, even by your standards, Mr. Santorum. What do you imagine his idea of reformation may be?
Well, you know, I think what we're talking about here is a man who is very much, as every one of the 115 cardinals, is an Orthodox man. I mean, this is a man who is completely in line with the teaching of the church. But what we're talking about here is the operation of the church. I mean, the biggest problem of the Catholic Church is it's run by human beings. And so it's fallible in the sense that people in those organizations make mistakes and they do things the wrong way. They tend to focus on, as you heard talk about, and centers of power instead of holiness and doing what is right for and following the Holy Spirit. So for me, this is a great blessing to see someone who is so focused on the core mission of the church come in there and hopefully get people to focus on that very same thing.
He is known to be anti-abortion, anti-gay marriage. No surprise there. I'd imagine all the 115 cardinals would share those.
They had no other options but that. That's where the church is, and that's where the church is going to stay.
I understand. That's certainly what the teaching is at the moment, and no one's expecting him to change that. What's interesting about him is that he's very well known for a trip he made to a hospice in, I think, 2001, where he kissed the feet of 12 AIDS patients.
Yeah.
He's done the same with many homeless people in Argentina. He's known to be a man who takes on a lot of the more conservative Catholics in his own country. He's berated priests who've refused to baptize, for example, the children of single parents. So in many ways, he's a quite progressive conservative. Is that the kind of person you think that the Catholic Church needs?
He's, in my feeling, I would not call him a progressive conservative. I would call him a Christ-like leader. I mean, Jesus dined with sinners. I mean, that we're all sinners, and what his job is to lead people to repentance and to the truth, and his compassion toward those who are who are suffering is something, frankly, we need to show more of. And I think one of the most important things that we can look for from Pope Francis is a commitment to those who are on the margins of society, not by lobbying government to do more, but by the church doing more, and by people in the church, whether it's the clergy or the laity, that is really a call to holiness. It's a call to service to those who are in far too many places feeling left behind by society.
888-302-3684 is the way to get through to us if you care to talk about the Pope, where he's from, or what he seems to be about. We have radio host next, John Osterlin, talking about the Cardinals picking a 76-year-old man who is not necessarily very good health.
He is Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio of Argentina. He's 76 years old. That means we're going to be going through this again in a few years. That's another question I have for you. Why can't we pick a young pope? Can we pick a pope who's like 35 or 40 years old, young and attractive dude, maybe get more women involved in the church? Homosexuals might like him more. Kind of like a Rico Suave. Remember that guy back in the 80s? Remember Rico Suave? As a matter of fact, that guy, he's now born again, and he's a preacher somewhere. What was his name? Geraldo? He had that song, Gerardo? Rico Suave. You remember a pope that looked like that? That women flock into the church, and gay dudes too. So he's 76 years old. Even though he grew up in Argentina, his parents were Italian, and they moved to Argentina for work. And so this guy rose through the church. By the way, he has one lung. Not only is this the first pope ever from the Americas, America, and not only is this the first pope that's not from Europe in over 1,300 years, we have our first one-lunged pope. The good news about that is he's not going to be full of a lot of hot air. I'll say that right now. But the thing is, he stepped down last year as the cardinal, the Archbishop of Buenos Aires, because he said he's getting too old. They say he's a straight shooter. And now he's Pope.
All right. 888-302-3684. Jorge Mario Bergoglio. I've been practicing. Chosen as the new Pope. 76 years old. Was Bishop of Buenos Aires. But as was just stated, he quit or resigned, retired, whatever, because he thought he was too old. So how does it work that he's the Pope? 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com as this continues to be one of our things to focus on conversationally. Have you had enough of this? Have you been listening to the stories of it long enough? If you're not I heard Brian Williams say last night that 1 in 4 Americans declared to be a practicing Catholic. I'd love to know where he got that statistic. Kenny, is that the right stat? Ken Kessler's here with me. He's a practicing Catholic. What? You're a converted Catholic, actually. Which
one,
is a,
you know, 1 in 4?
That's what he said. I don't believe that for a second. But
it's really high.
Yeah, right. All right, we'll do a little research on that. In the meantime, this story continues, and so will we in a moment here on Good Day.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Pacific by BW Double Bass Drum Pedals, 66% off list, $79. And 2 boom stands for the price of 1, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com. With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
All right, 888-302-3684, as we discuss Pope Francis, the first man in the modern era of the church to come from outside of Europe to lead the Catholic Church. Roman, what's the difference between the Roman Catholic Church and the Catholic Church? Ken Kessler is here, one of the members of my staff and practicing Catholic. What's the difference between a Roman Catholic and a Catholic?
I think Roman Catholic is basically a subset, because there are other denominations of it.
Yeah, right.
Greek Orthodox. Nothing else leaps to mind, but I think that's kind of thing. But I think when you think of the Pope and Catholic, I think most people think of Roman Catholic.
All right. So one of the people you're following are Facebook and Twitter pages. So I guess the essence of what we have there is something we got to capture somebody's imagination with some of the pithy comments that people are making about the process of picking the Pope and the fact that the job is done now.
Yes, Ken in Alaska just posted a couple of minutes ago that the news media coverage of the Pope has been way over the top, and he suggests that you should play your kazoo instead.
Well, I don't have my kazoo, but we do have a substitute kazooist who is standing by, and the kazoo memories from years past, as Sherman's talking about. The white smoke, the fact that most of the major news media had cameras on the chimney waiting. I went online just to see what was going on during the day yesterday, and I clicked on to, I think it was the NBC news site, it may have been CNN, but there is this in the corner, a box with a live Pope cam. That's what they call it, the Pope cam. And so that shows you, that gentleman's right. This was to the point of being ridiculous. It really, but it's like everything else that's presented today. Everything is overdone, including this thing, overdone by the news media. Like it's the only thing that's happening. But Kenny did look up the stats, and he said he found it was 24%. Of people in America. I find that hard to believe, given the irrelevancy of the church in many ways, with all the problems it has. 21 past the hour, a good day.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 23 after the hour, the story of the Pope. Here I am doing the same thing that I'm criticizing other people of doing, because there's a lot of focus on the economy, the Ryan budget getting a lot of attention conversationally, so we'll get to that in a few minutes. But a little bit more now on Jorge Mario Bergoglio and his ring. He has a new papal ring. What's the history of this, Ken? Is there a new one made for every new pope?
Yes, every pope gets their own ring. In fact, when Benedict was no longer pope, his ring was taken and destroyed.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So they melt it down and use it for the next ring, or they put it downstairs with the billions of dollars worth of things they're hiding in the basement of the Vatican?
Well, they just say it was destroyed.
Ah.
That's all they said.
I got it. Okay. So here from Talk Radio, Ron Upshaw and Don O'Neill talk about media coverage, pretty much the same vein as the attention that we've given to this.
I've got a lot of these today. This is from Lars and Boffel. Dear Ron and Don, bizarre world continues. A new leader of an organization that covers up its known criminal pedophiles. Then, worse yet, extorts money from its dupe followers to then pay hush money to the victims of the criminal behavior. Remember, this is the rape of young men and women, and we're supposed to be so happy that a new leader elected by their own admission to hopefully distract us from years of criminal cover-ups. Really, I can't believe it. I, for one, couldn't care less. Yet the media is all over this guy today. What is going on? And then there's no mention of the most serious transgressions that this church has committed. I actually say, and that's on Lars from Bothell. Lars, we appreciate your email, and it represents a number of the emails, not a lot of emails, but a number of the emails that we got. I jump around from MSNBC to Fox and BBC, and I listen to CNN, and I jump around to on satellite NPR, and I listen to our station. And it seemed like there was a pretty good balance of a lot of these news organizations talking about and going in depth, especially Anderson Cooper, about the problem that the church is facing right now. So
I don't think you can divorce it from the reason why this is covered so much is that the Vatican is a country. And so this guy is the leader of that country, and it's a very powerful country, regardless of whether, if you take the religion out of it, which you can't do, but if you just set that to the side right now, this is a country who has over 1.2 billion people.
Not in the country, followers.
Pledge their allegiance to the leader of this country. That's what I'm saying. So if you wanted to look at it politically and not religiously, you would have the reason why there's so much attention paid to this is because you have a political leader who has 1.2 billion people that follow him. So, and granted, you can't take the religion out of it. I'm just saying politically, there is that front to be dealt with as well.
He's on the world stage.
If
there's 6.5 billion people, 1.2 billion people are following him,
right?
Or following this particular church that he leads.
So a huge influence politically, huge influence economically, and it appears as if this new leader is very concerned with the world's poor.
Which is great.
And so you have someone like in our country, in our community, Bill Gates, going out and trying to do things like mosquito nets. What if Bill Gates could team up with this Pope?
Pope Francis,
and say, let's eradicate malaria. Let's eradicate the third world diseases.
He's worked a lot. This particular Pope has worked a lot with AIDS.
Let's eradicate AIDS in sub-Saharan Africa. Let's get this super cocktail of AIDS medicine to people. The one thing that they're going to butt heads on, they would, is condom use. But what I'm saying is we have now a political leader that seems open to the ideas of solving problems in the third world.
He wouldn't want to be called a political leader, though. And yet he is.
And so I think that's why there's so much attention here.
All right. So what does it say that Dennis Rodman, who went to North Korea and how successful he was there, went over to help solve the problems plaguing the Catholic Church? He's gone to Rome to actually promote a website, a gambling website, and it's about people who are going to bet on the new Pope, and if he's black, he gets your money back. 28 after on Good Day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
You're invited to join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
I got a feeling. It's now 33 after the hour on today's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Kemp Kessler, and we're trying to go through some of the things that are obviously on a lot of people's minds, and perhaps yours is one of them, for Thursday, March the 14th. You may have heard in the earlier part of this last half hour one of the interviews that was done. Rick Santorum is a practicing Catholic, former presidential candidate, was on with Piers Morgan, and I just happened to do a little Googling and found something that was interesting that I didn't see before that I think it's a conversational thing that you can take with you to the water cooler today. There's a survey out this week, coincidentally, from Public Policy Polling. And in that public policy poll, 42%, only 42% of voters within Pennsylvania rate him favorably. 49% have a negative opinion. Does that add up to 100? No. It doesn't. There must be some people in the middle. Anyway, he is not. And so you wonder a little about what has been the outreach after the election try. And listening to him, he's not the kind of leader. And maybe this reflects, and I have Ken Kessler with me, just spend a minute more on this before we go to the budget. The overwhelming focus that you get from people like Santorum and the leaders of the Catholic Church, when you use the word progressive, and in that interview Piers Morgan did, he chortled at it. He was not comfortable with it, and maybe that's because he's a conservative, certainly none of the 115 cardinals would be considered progressive, and the fact that this guy who apparently went to one of the hospitals, Mother Teresa's hospital, wherever he went, and kissed the feet of people who have AIDS, so that makes him progressive, or that makes him interested in the people who have AIDS, what does all of this jargon mean, Kenny?
Well, I don't know about the term progressive. It's become so, the word has become so politicized.
Mm-hmm.
For the new Pope Francis, he really shuns all the trappings of the rich. In Buenos Aires, he had a very small apartment paid his own bills once he retired from being the Archbishop. And he's frequently seen without with the poor, whereas a lot of the others you see them in their big shiny cars,
right? With big money people,
right? You see all the trappings of wealth.
One of the things that I remember you having said that reminds me of my former next door neighbor, who is a big time practicing Catholic and a big time Republican, and he said to me once. I worked for him for a while, that the world would be a better place if everybody was a Catholic and a Republican. And I've carried that down through the years, thinking what I know of him now, a sad, very broken man, because he, a very wealthy fellow, owned a restaurant chain that was all around New England, and he gave lots and lots and lots of money to priests that were his friends, and to things that were going on in his church. And three of the men that he supported most were up to their Mickey and were all involved in, whether directly or indirectly, in the pedophile peace, pedophile priest problem. And when he found that out, he was so distraught. It really pretty much ended his life. As he's still alive, but he was a broken man because he was so into these guys and what he thought they stood for. And when it was found out they did what they did, it just broke him. So it's very interesting to see how, again, close some of these people get, people that are in the church, Catholic cardinals, to money. And that's sort of the point I think we're making here. Okay. Thank you for that explanation. 888-302-3684. On now to the so-called Ryan budget. Here are Sean Hannity and Mark Levin talking about advice that Levin would give to John Boehner on dealing with the president, the deficit, and maybe the government shutdown that's looming.
But this is an important question because you're a strategist. You believe in tactics. What, if you're advising the Republicans, if John Boehner was sitting in a room alone with you and Mitch McConnell, what would you tell them? How would you tell them to navigate through this?
You really want to know the truth?
Of course I want the truth. Yes. It's important for the country.
I wouldn't be sitting in a room with John Boehner. I'd be sitting in a room with conservatives trying to figure out how to replace John Boehner. Hate to tell you, that's my view. John Boehner, you know, sir, we can close the government down for 3 or 5 or 10 days. They did it in the 1990s with Newt Gingrich and Clinton for 3 weeks. We don't even remember what occurred. This country's bigger than the government. Our lives are bigger than the government. We'll be able to eat. We'll be able to clothe ourselves. We'll be able to go to the movies. If the EPA isn't down our throats and in our face, we'll still live our lives perfectly fine. The Republicans need to accept this.
I had Boehner on the radio show. You were listening today. And I asked him, I said, all right, let's assume you'll pass the bill that eliminates Obamacare and gets rid of it. I'm all in favor of that. But we know the Senate's not going to pass it and the President's not going to sign it. So it's push is going to come to shove here, Mark. It's either the continuing resolution or the debt ceiling. But at some point, if it's either symbolic or they have to be willing to shut down the government. His answer to me was that the full faith and credit of the United States would be in jeopardy. And my answer to him was, wait a minute, we take in $2.7 billion. Our obligations could be paid for seniors and the military and our debt service. Who's right?
Well, you're right, because Boehner's repeating what Obama says. The bottom line is this. The debt is the interest on the debt that is due. We bring in far more money than is required to pay the interest on the debt, to cover Social Security and Medicare, to cover the military and the vets.
All right.
And what he's talking about and Boehner's doing is paying for all the rest of the stuff.
All right, so two angry voices in the debate, Mark Levin and Sean Hannity. Is the way to fix the problem getting rid of John Boehner? How does that fix the problem? Although many of us, even if we don't care that much about Boehner one way or the other, or leadership, know that spending has to change. The habits have to change. Reality has to set in, does it not? 888-302-3684. You can follow us on Twitter at Good Day Show. Here's host Mitch Henk talking to financial analyst Charles Franklin. They dig up the latest budget info from Ryan. Is it a serious or not so serious plan?
don't you agree that if you're trying to grow the government at $41 trillion over 10 years instead of 45, you are an uncaring, unfeeling, cruel, heartless wretch who doesn't care about kids, the poor, the elderly, or the sick?
Well, I'd say you summed it up very well, man.
I mean, this just don't care, but those people could all die. No one cares. I mean, Paul Ryan obviously wants them all to be put on a deserted island and without food.
Well, there's a little hyperbole to go around on this. But, you know, part of this issue is how much of a relatively modest percentage cut can you have to the federal budget, and especially in the entitlement programs, without it having a huge impact. If we just go back to 2012, it was Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan who were saying the savings in Obamacare out of Medicare amounted to a terrible cut in Medicare.
Well, they
so there's a little bit to go around on this point.
And he keeps that in his budget, by the way.
Exactly.
Ryan does.
Exactly. So your savings versus your draconian cut really depends on whose political advantage it stands at a given moment.
But tell me about seniors in 2012.
Well, seniors in 2012, those over 65, actually went for Romney, 56-44. And so I think that is a good demonstration of the role that Medicare as an issue can play, but it doesn't necessarily translate into votes in the most obvious and direct way. Certainly in this case, Paul Ryan was certainly clear about his positions on Medicare at the time.
888-302-3684. Meanwhile, House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer of Maryland told reporters that the plan from Ryan, the latest spending plan, unfairly protects the wealthy from higher taxes and makes health care more expensive for millions of Americans because Ryan wants to repeal Obamacare. Hoyer said there are great disappointments in this, in the Ryan retreat, he calls it. In the meantime, how is it that when you look at the math here, and these guys take it and twist it around for their own benefit. He blasted Ryan for failing to close tax loopholes the Democrats say are needed to help generate budget savings. Hello, stop spending the money, wasting it, using it in areas like Afghanistan, where it's throwing it in. If you get everybody out of Afghanistan tomorrow, which is what most Americans by far want, like 70-some-odd percent want us out of Afghanistan tomorrow, and if that were the case, we wouldn't have any of these conversations because we'd save $2 billion a week. You and I should be president and vice president, right? We're smarter than all these guys put together. Here's host Chris DeGaulle talking to Paul Ryan's budget about the Ryan. Hello, say it again, Doug. About the Ryan budget plan and the scrutiny it's under.
I found this very, very interesting. Politico's writing about Paul Ryan's budget that he proposed. Paul Ryan rolling out the latest version of his vision for America Tuesday, laying out a plan to balance the budget within a decade by slashing Obamacare, Medicaid and Medicare. And of course we know it's not going anywhere in the Senate. But the 10-year fiscal blueprint, listen to this, which relies in part on an implausible repeal of Obama's 2010 health care overhaul, projects savings of $4.63 trillion over 10 years, yielding a surplus of $7 billion by fiscal year 2023. All right, so the vast majority of his budget, in balancing the budget, depends on repealing this thing, which they're saying is going to be more difficult anyway than even, you know, filing your taxes, first of all. But this, and this is the real nut of it now. And Politico admits something that the Obama administration has been denying all along about Obamacare. Remember the charge that it guts Medicare? That Obamacare actually guts Medicare to fund it?
Right.
Politico's admitting that now. As Ryan has indicated, there is one piece of the law, Obamacare, that he would keep in there, which is the $716 billion in cuts to Medicare. That's how Politico writes it. Politico acknowledging here that Paul Ryan wants to restore the $716 billion that Obamacare cuts out of Medicare. This is not something people are going to notice. It's about three paragraphs into this story. Politico is acknowledging that Paul Ryan is trying to restore what we said all along and what they were saying during the campaign, the Romney-Ryan campaign was saying, $716 billion would be cut out of Medicare because of Obamacare to fund it. And Obama said, no, that's not true. We don't cut. We're not cutting Medicare. Well, the Politico was saying this morning, yes, that's exactly what it would do. And Paul Ryan's budget release yesterday wants to restore those. The budget preview says those dollars would be recommitted to the Medicare Trust Fund and not to a new entitlement.
888-302-3684. No shortage of dire warnings about the mounting U.S. debt. The president offering a different assessment. It's no big deal. We don't have an immediate crisis in terms of debt. That's what the president says. What do you say? Calls in a moment here on Good Day.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Pacific by BW Double Bass Drum Pedals, 66% off list, $79. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continued to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Excuse me, sir. 888-302-3684. Here's Bill in Wisconsin listening to WAYY on the budget.
Now that the baby boomers are coming, I don't know how many millions a day, retiring, now it's crunch time. And I think that the Republicans don't have no insight on how many are, you know, they've robbed Social Security since Lyndon Baines Johnson for different programs that they didn't need. Now it's crunch time, and now we're going to pay for it in the middle class and the elderly. And I believe that there's other choices to be made there. Cut entitlements for the big oil companies. They make way too much money to stop the public on gas money.
All right. National debt, $16,986,224,000.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After the hour, the items of interest for the day, as we set our course on bringing you as many of the stories with some behind-the-scenes little gobbledygook here and there, and I guess the story of North Korea, one of those that keeps popping in and out, and now it's back in thanks to a couple of interviews that have been done by various public officials, including a conversation here with Secretary of State Madeleine Albright about how our relationship has changed with North Korea over the past 10 years or so.
There was a time of great hope and anticipation that there could have possibly been normalization.
Well, I think we really got quite far on that trip, and we were in the middle of negotiations, and then the Clinton administration left office, and I am sad to say that the Bush administration didn't pick up the hand of cards that we left on the table then.
In fact, in talking to President Clinton years later, he said that he had two choices at the end of his term. One was to pick up on Yasser Arafat's offer to come to Camp David and make a deal, and that was December, and there was also, of course, Clinton v. Gore, and the other was to follow up on your initiative and go to North Korea and even normalize relations. And there were risks, real downside risks, of going all the way to North Korea at that point.
We talked about the president. Right. And it was a very confusing election, actually. And a lot of Americans were confused by the election, and I think probably Kim Jong-il was too.
And what we see now is a real a rise in this bellicose rhetoric from this new leader. He's 28 years old. Maybe he's trying to impress the military, and it's a show of force. But when I talk to top national security officials right now, they say you don't know if there could be an accident, a miscalculation, because in canceling the armistice, and it's always very, very tense along that border there, he is permitting the possibility of any misguided member of the troops on either side, leading to a shooting war, which would immediately involve the United States.
You're absolutely right. I think it is a scary situation, and we've, in the past few years, actually, there have been certain incidents, for instance, in terms of ships being boarded and islands being attacked, and so the relationship between North and South Korea has always been tense, but you kind of get the sense at this point is we don't know enough about this young leader, and I think he's playing with fire. I think it is a dangerous situation. The United States has made very clear that we think it's a dangerous situation.
A dangerous situation. So maybe we should send some drones over there. What do you think? Drones to North Korea. That'd be an interesting and some say provocative move. Keep our eye on that little twerp. Here's host John Hines with correspondent Jeffrey Kane about the North Korean armistice that has been scrapped with South Korea.
The latest stories from North Korea. Pyongyang has scrapped the agreement. The original armistice, 60-year-old armistice that had maintained an uneasy peace with South Korea. This goes back to the time following the Korean War in the 1950s. Wondering, is Kim Jong-un something that we should be concerned about, or is it just a lot of hyperbole? Just a lot of, you know, saber-rattling is the term that's used. Should the rest of the world be paying close attention to North Korea? Or is this just something that we go, you know, okay, they're making a lot of noise. They did explode, you know, an underground nuclear test, you know, just in recent weeks. But it's really nothing to be too concerned about. Where do we come down on this side?
So most experts here in Seoul think that North Korea is indeed simply rattling its saber. We don't know a lot about what goes on in the regime's inner circles, but a lot of this has to do with the fact that North Korea needs foreign money, he needs foreign currency to keep its regime alive. Now, last week the UN extended sanctions against North Korea, a lot of the banks that were hit, a lot of the people that were hit by these sanctions provide a lifeline for the nuclear program. So essentially what North Korea is doing by rattling its saber is trying to blackmail the world, blackmail South Korea into giving it aid and giving it money. The nuclear test did happen last month, and the nuclear bomb that was detonated was more powerful than what has been detonated in the past. But North Korea doesn't actually intend to use these weapons against the world or against South Korea. It's more of a show. It's more of a theatric. They're trying to get concessions from everybody else.
You can't begin to imagine they take a shot at America, and whether they'd be dumb enough to take a shot even at South Korea. They're so isolated, the Chinese don't even want them doing what they're doing. Speaking of that region, a Pakistani soldier was stoned to death yesterday for having an affair with a local woman. This is the kind of stuff that Americans, when they see it, or people around the rest of the world, don't even begin to understand how these folks think. And yet they are very, very tribal. And yet they are our allies in many ways. A little discussion goes
a little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.